Gents, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
What a segue that was.
Oh, thank you. I do try. How's it going,
you're
Zoe?
Very good at segues.
We love a segue.
I'm pretty
here.
Good. Just had a hearty bowl of cornflakes.
Oh, excellent.
I'm ready to go.
What a way to start the day. What is going on this weekend? Because obviously it's a bit of a long weekend. People will be trying to fill the time with something at home. What's good in theatre?
Well, today, this weekend is going to be a bit of a Shakespeare weekend, if you choose it to be. There are two really good productions of really good Shakespeare plays on. The first one is King Lear, which is put on by the Stratford Festival in the city of Stratford in Ontario, Canada. King Lear is a tragedy, which is perfect because, in my opinion, misery loves company.
Nice.
But yeah, so King Lear is going to split up his kingdom between his three daughters, Regan, Goneril, and Cordelia. Who calls their daughter Goneril? I have
it's
no
just
idea.
A shocker. I know Cordelia is the one you're supposed to like anyway in this play, but also she did get the best name, so maybe fair enough
exactly.
that she was the nicest one. Like, it's a bit,
you
bit
can
hard
tell
to be
she's the nicest because she's
baby Goneril, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway, so he asks them to express how much they love him, which is weird. And Regan and Goneril give him over-the-top, extravagant answers. And Cordelia, who's, you know, the nice, pretty one, is like, I could never put how much I love you into words. His ego is bruised and he banishes her. But yeah, it's about power and betrayal and politics and family. And it has that good quote that I like, which is, the worst is not the worst, so long as we can say this is the worst. Which is quite comforting.
It is quite like comforting.
These,
it is actually quite comforting. King Lear is also one
it's
of
like,
those
at least
ones
I can
that
still speak.
Yeah. I think King Lear is one of those ones that people like sometimes forget about, or you know, you go to all the kind of like big blockbuster hits of Shakespeare, but King Lear is a great one.
Yeah.
And also forms the basis for so much modern TV and movies and everything. So if you like Succession or if you like anything like that, King Lear is the template, so go and watch it.
Usurpers. Total tangent, but when my mum was pregnant with my brother, I looked up what his name meant, and his name's James, and it meant the usurper.
Oh no.
And 8-year-old Zoe was like, oh my god,
I'm about to be usurped.
I'm gonna usurp my throne as favourite child.
Oh no. Did that
and
happen?
It did.
You still the favourite?
Anyway.
What else is going on?
Another Shakespeare that's on, which is a production by National Theatre at Home, which I've been talking about quite a bit because their plays are always very well done, is The Twelfth Night. And this one's a comedy, so if you're not feeling the tragedy Shakespeare, this one could be a good alternative. So Twelfth Night, we're talking shipwreck at sea, we're talking dressing up as dudes, we're talking love plots, we're talking twins. It's a big old funny mess. And in this certain production, the bad guy is gender flipped, so Malvolio has become Malvolia, which is quite a cool twist.
What?
Cool.
That's wild.
I don't think I've ever seen that before, so that'll be interesting.
Did you ever watch that movie, She's the Man?
I was about to say, speaking of templates, Shakespearean templates for films. Yes, if you've seen She's the Man, you've basically seen
Amanda Bynes.
You don't need to watch it.
You don't need to watch it. What was that? Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes?
Yeah. Classic.
Sure is.
In her heyday
Isn't
as well.
Isn't she pregnant?
I have no idea.
No, I looked her up the other day, actually. Surely not.
She's obviously high in the psyche at the moment. The Twelfth Night is one of my favourite Shakespeare comedies, I have to say.
Yeah, it's good. I once saw it at the Pump House, which was quite fun.
Awesome. Very cool. So Shakespeare, two Shakespeares. What else have we got?
And then if you do want some cool local content, I would again check out Silo Theatre's Instagram residency artist of the week. I think I may have mentioned it before when Freya Finch was the residency artist. This week it's Hamish Parkinson, so if you've kind of forgotten what happens there, every week, so from Monday until Sunday, they have a new artist who takes over their Instagram and posts live videos every morning at 9 a.m. I think, to sort of entertain us, the masses. and yeah, this week it's Hamish Parkinson, who's a incredibly funny comedian, actor, and does really cool comics that are all over Silo's Instagram at the moment, especially awesome. Their story, you can go flick through, and I think he's been doing them for people that write in and say, like, can you draw this?
Oh,
that's
cool.
At least what I got from it when I was skimming over it today. But yeah, that would be really cool to check
out.
Yeah,
that sounds
also
really fun.
There's going to be a new person on Monday who'll be taking over, so you'll have lots of
excellent.
I don't know. I'm tired. Sorry.
It's Friday. It's absolutely fine. It's lovely to hear from you anyway, Zoe, and those are some great recommendations.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you guys.
I hope you have a nice weekend.
I feel like people should really be making the most of the National Theatre because those tickets are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're spinning normally. Yeah, dive into that. They'll be great.
And it's free.
Yeah, totally. Hey, thank you so much, Zoe. Have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you.
You guys too.
Talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. I'll
Bye.
Be here. Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
It certainly was. There's some good things to sing.